each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
Time now is 18 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Government assures farmers of timely payments this year. Hadassah Head Energy and Norinco International launch major $76 million solar project. In global news, opposition supporters killed in overnight clashes in Uganda. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Government has assured farmers that the late payment challenges experienced by those who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, will not be repeated in 2026. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa said government has fully met its financial obligations to farmers through FRA by releasing 100% of required funds via financial institutions. Mr. Mwitwa explained that delays in payments were due to the mode of payment adopted by banks and not government delays. He has disclosed that funds were released later than expected, leading to congestion at payment points, adding that President Hakainde Hichilema's apology to farmers was out of concern and love for the farming community.
President Hakainde Hichilema, as I was coming to address this media engagement, directed me to assure the nation that the chaotic situation of delayed payments to farmers who supplied through FRA will not repeat itself. I indicate that government has fully met its financial obligation to pay farmers through FRA payments via banks. We are aware as government that there are still long-standing queues out there because of the challenges of the modus operandi or means of payment that the banks have employed.
Hadassah Heart Energy and Norinco International have signed an engineering, procurement and construction EPC contract for the construction of a $76 million power project in Kawambwa District. The Zindzasi project, a 50 megawatt solar PV and 100 megawatt battery energy storage project, is expected to take about 14 months to complete and aims to increase energy access in the country, where only about 25% of Zambians currently have electricity. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Lusaka this morning, Hadassah Heart Energy Chief Executive Officer Hadassah Bulawayo said the project reflects the company's experience, conviction and understanding of Zambia's energy needs. Ms. Bulawayo said the partnership with Norinco International is built on professionalism, mutual respect and a shared commitment to delivery, and has thanked partners and stakeholders for their support, highlighting the project's focus on delivery and execution.
The reforms in the energy sector, particularly the move towards open access and willing buyer, willing seller framework, have created space for credible participation. The professionalism of the Ministry of Energy, the rigor of approvals, and the quality of engagement on the implementation agreement have all contributed meaningfully to making this project executable and bankable. That is why today's partnership with Norinco matters. This partnership is built on years of professionalism, mutual respect, and a shared commitment to delivery.
And Norinco International Senior Executive Leadership Dai Tingo expressed his company's commitment to delivering the project safely, on time, and to the highest technical standards.
Lindasi 50 megawatt solar PV and 100 megawatt hour battery energy storage project is not simple a contractual step. It's a statement of intent, a shared commitment of infrastructure that is resilient, bankable, and aligned with Zambia's long-term development objectives. Norinco International has long-term standard presence across Africa, delivering complex infrastructure and energy projects in partnership with governments, developers, and financiers. Our approach has always been guided by one principle. Projects must be technical sound, commercially viable, and grounded in strong local partnerships.
And officiating the event, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote, in a speech read for him by Ministry Permanent Secretary in Charge of Electricity, Engineer Arnold, expressed government support for private sector participation in the energy sector, highlighting the project's potential to contribute to Zambia's energy needs. The 14th session of the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC Zambia Joint Permanent Commission on Defense and Security, has closed in Lubumbashi with a renewed commitment to jointly fight crime across the common border. Defense Minister Ambrose Lifuma, who led the Zambia delegation, which also included Home Affairs Minister Jack Jacob Mwimbo, said there is need for stability in the region and for trade to be enhanced between the DRC and Zambia. Speaking at the close of the three-day meeting, Mr. Lufuma said Zambia has commenced exporting beef to the DRC, while the actualization of the Lobito Corridor and the construction of the Kolwezi-Solwezi are progressing well. He said Zambia is committed to finding lasting peace and security across the region in order for all economic projects to succeed. And Home Affairs Minister Jack Jacob Mwimbo has called for more collaboration between Zambia and the DRC in curbing crime along the common border. Meanwhile, DRC Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Interior Security, Decentralization and Traditional Affairs, Luko Bihango Jacquemain Shabani, said banditry, terrorism and transnational organized crime must be fought by both countries. This is according to a statement issued by Paul Shalala, Principal Public Relations Officer in the Ministry of Defense. Construction lawyer John Sangwa says Lusaka should have more seats if delimitation is done properly, emphasizing that the process should be based on population density rather than geographical size. Speaking on Friday's edition of Let the People Talk program, Mr. Sangwa noted that areas like Kanyama Compound in Lusaka, with vast populations, should be divided into multiple constituencies to ensure equitable representation. He stressed that delimitation should prioritize population distribution, citing Kanyama as a constituency that could be split into three. Mr. Sangwa has also reminded citizens that they can challenge the Electoral Commission of Zambia's decisions in court if unhappy with the outcome, urging the commission to conduct a thorough process to minimize disputes.
The idea is, for example, if we have increased the number of constituencies to 200 and the population is 20 million, what you are basically saying that on average, each constituency must have what? 100,000 people. That's what delimitation is all about. That's what it is all about. It has nothing to do with the size of the constituency. But